Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the 8th consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2008 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2009 in Lakeland. Lynn Birmingham, she's a U.S. agent for Technam Aircraft. And a big announcement earlier in the show. Lynn, tell us all about it.
Well, it was an opportunity. We ended up donating a P-92 Echo Classic to Embry-Riddle University for their university flight team.
Now, what is the university flight team, what are they going to be using the airplane for? They go in competitions with other universities, correct?
Yes, that's correct. It is absolutely just for that. And then it's also an opportunity for the students to be able to fly the airplane and get used to newer technology than what they've currently been using.
Okay, so what is the nature of university flying competitions, and what makes the airplane suitable for it?
Well, the universities are primarily, when they go into these competitions, it has a lot to do with spot landings and their ability to show the performance, their ability to control the airplane. And the P-92 Echo Classic is really well suited for doing that. It is extremely flexible in what it's capable of doing. It has extremely good slow speed characteristics, and it's just a very, very nice airplane to use in that type of performance.
Now, the LSA industry is a few years old. It's maturing. Technam is one of the larger players in the industry. How has the industry been shaping up, and is the training aspect what we thought it was going to be a few years ago?
Well, I think the thing that's been really interesting about the industry itself is, yes, it's fairly new. Technam has been producing aircraft since 1948, and this P-92 line certainly has been out for a long, long time. We're the number one producer of this style of aircraft in the world. We've got over 2,700 flying at this point. So when you start looking at the flight schools, one of the things that we struggled with was the overall acceptance. Certainly, you know, the major players that have been out there in the GA world have had and dominated that as the aircrafts. But now the universities are starting to look at other ways, newer technology, and certainly less expensive ways for the students to be able to come in and learn how to fly and still have it be safe and robust and all the things that are required in a large flight school. And so this is where now, certainly the LSA industry, some of the players have been focused, but Technam in particular has really seen this as our largest niche or our bigger play in the industry, because we feel like we've got a full range of offerings, certainly with the twin coming out as well, that we can provide a new alternative for the flight schools.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your time today, Lynn. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by WeatherWorks XMWX Satellite Weather, the premier weather provider for pilots. More pilots trust XMWX Satellite Weather than any other satellite-delivered weather service. Known for its accuracy and reliability, XMWX Satellite Weather is leading the way to fly for pilots around the country, in flight and every flight.